The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 3-1 overall and visit Northwestern at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
You bet. We're getting ready, you know, just like Northwestern is, to get into conference play. We had a big win on Saturday coming back, and we've been decimated a little bit by injuries, but our young kids have hung in there, so we're just moving forward, and now we go play Northwestern. He's playing tremendous football right now, a great defensive football team, and going to their place. So we've got a lot of work to do this week, and, you know, we got a great challenge ahead of us.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Jerry, I was doing a little piece on kind of the evolution of the fullbacks. They kind of hit the spotlight a little bit over the weekend, particularly at Nebraska. And I know that, you know, Miles is used primarily as a blocker. He's caught a couple passes for you, but since you're at the home of Bronco Nagurski, what's your take on just the way the fullback is used nowadays, and how if you could ever see maybe having your fullback get more touches?
Well, we've always used our fullback throughout the years. I mean, we've all the way back to my whole career, and we were split backs, and then when we went to the I formation, and so, you know, our fullback at Southern Illinois was very good. At Northern, they're very good. We use them a lot out of the backfield. Miles has got some touches this year, and hopefully we'll get him some more. And he's a good blocker, and he could run the ball if necessary. But, having that extra blocker in the backfield is good for protections and also good for the run game.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Jerry, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Shannon Brooks and what you've seen out of him and what gave you confidence to kind of go with him in a key spot last week.
Well, we needed to play him earlier, I guess, but he is a young man that I knew was going to be very good. Didn't know how soon. I didn't know it was going to be this soon, but, he played an outstanding game. He's a very physical runner. He's got great bounce, great vision, and Rodney Smith's more of a slasher, but they're both very good, and it's a very good problem to have. I think we'll need both of them, and we used them both I think very good last week, and he's going to be a great back. I think he's awfully good right now, and he made a couple cuts on Saturday, ran over a couple people that you go, wow. And he's got great speed. So he's a very, very good addition to what we're trying to do. And I think he really helped us get on track on offense. I thought he was a big spark.
All right. Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, you're a little more forthcoming with the public and the media with injuries to your players than a lot of your Big Ten coaches who hide them like state secrets. Is your thought that it's going to get out anyway, so you may as well get the information out right, or what's your philosophy?
Well, we usually don't give them, sometimes we'll give them out later than others. Usually it's Thursday. Some are season ending, so there's no use hiding it, Yeah, it's like anything. At the end of the day, you're going to find out and you're going to play the other guy. So, I mean, it is what it is. But, usually we give them out on Thursday, but every once in a while somebody asks me. And, if I know they're going to be out, I'll just say they're out, unless it's the quarterback.
Is that the only spot where you want to maintain some secrecy if possible?
Yeah, them quarterbacks, you don't always want to tell everybody everything on that deal.
Because maybe they have a different style that the defense has to prepare differently for?
What's that now?
You mean, is that because, depending on the quarterback's style, that might influence how the defense prepares for him?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Henry Bushnell with Inside NU.
Hey, Coach. Last year you beat Northwestern, and Mitch Leidner only threw the ball 15 times. Do you think that's, like, repeatable? Do you think you could do that again this year and still come away with a win?
That's a good question. I don't know. Defensively, they're very stout right now and playing very well. You hold Stanford to 6 points. Nobody's scoring points on them. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. So, we're going to do whatever it takes to win. We're working very hard on our game plan. We worked, Sunday, all day Monday, and still doing things here on Tuesday. So we've got a lot of work to do on them. They've always played good defense there. Coach does a heck of a job. And it's always been close games. And they've usually been pretty good defensive battles. So I don't expect anything different. And we're just going to try to do what we can do to win the game.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.